A federal appeals court says insurance companies don't have to pay New Orleans homeowners whose properties were destroyed by floodwaters. The court ruled that the company's policies weren't intended to cover flood damage. It's a big victory for the insurance industry, as NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
Homeowners' policies typically rule out coverage for flood damage, and after Hurricane Katrina, insurance companies turned down thousands of claims from people and businesses whose properties were inundated by water. Some of those policyholders sued, and the issue has been tied up in state and federal courts ever since. In the cases ruled on yesterday, the plaintiffs argued that the term flood is ambiguous. They said this wasn't a natural flood because it was caused by the breaking of the New Orleans levees, which happened because government officials didn't maintain the structures properly. A federal court upheld one of the claims, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned that ruling yesterday. Judge Carolyn King said, regardless of what caused the levees to fail, their failure resulted in a widespread flood that damaged plaintiffs' properties. The defendants had included such major insurance companies as Travelers, State Farm, and Allstate. Insurance industry officials say a ruling against them might have cost as much as $1 billion. But an attorney for one of the plaintiffs, Xavier University, said the issue wasn't resolved and would be argued again in state court in September. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.